Anti-spyware and virus protection. One of the many things you'll find today in spyware protection are those programs that are now coupling antivirus products with anti-spyware products. Each of them can be beneficial. Some of the companies that have begun putting these together include McAfee, Symantec, and Sophos. These leading antivirus software protectors are now providing software that will handle spyware at the same time as virus protection. But did you know that not all of these programs were really interested in doing this? While from a customer standpoint you can easily see how spyware is just as dangerous as viruses, from the business point, there was concern. What if an anti-spyware program labeled a company's product as spyware? Could they be sued for doing so? These are real concerns to this day for these software developers, as you can understand. Most of them have simply labeled programs that they consider to be possible spyware programs with a term that is less offensive, such as Symantec's use of extended threats during a scan of your computer. Should you purchase the combination of these two very important tools for your computer? It is a personal decision which program you do use and or purchase. But the fact is that you must have something working for you to provide you with ultimate protection. It's understandable for most to be confused by which program is the right one to work with. Some people seem to think more than one program is necessary. Yet, an up-to-date program is the perfect choice. How they lead you. No matter if you've actually gotten to the point of selecting a product yet or not, you do need to realize how they will work for you. There are two concepts to understand in anti-spyware programs. First of all, just as a virus program would run a scan on your computer, a spyware program will do about the same. It will run through the files on your computer, in most cases both obvious files and hidden files. When it spots something that has the potential of being spyware, it collects its location and details. After the scan is complete, it will provide you with details on what was found, where it was located, and what it is. In some cases, you'll be able to remove the program fully from your computer. In other cases, it is necessary for you to just block the files from working, as they've placed themselves in such a place or manner that they can't be easily removed. Most programs will run checks on these areas, if not more, while running a scan. Your Windows registry. Your operating system files. Files that you've installed through programs. The second way in which anti-spyware programs work is by providing protection to you. Go back to your virus program. It protects you by providing you with a real-time protection. If a virus was to try and enter your computer while you are using it and you have a running antivirus program, it captures the virus and stops it from entering. Anti-spyware works in just about the same manner as antivirus does. If a program attempts to download something to your computer and it doesn't have the necessary allowance for doing so, your running, real-time anti-spyware program stops it and asks you if you wanted that program to be downloaded. If you don't, you tell the program to stop it. If you do, then you allow it. During this process, it will update you, providing you with the necessary information to make a decision about the program trying to get in. It may give a full description of the program and give you advice as to what to do with it. It works quite simply by taking the time to scan through the incoming network data and disk files. Before these are able to be fully downloaded, they get a full scan at the download time, before it hits your computer. How does it know if a program is spyware? In most cases, it will stop anything that looks suspicious. In addition to this, most have a working list of known to represent spyware programs. It doesn't remove these from your system, but stops the download of something suspicious. At that point, you make the decision to continue with the program download or stop it. One thing to consider in an anti-spyware program is a program that allows the interception of programs that are trying to install startup items. They may also offer protection from those programs that are trying to modify your browser settings in some way. Using this is helpful, as many spyware and adware programs take advantage of browser weaknesses. This software is often marketed as security software. Don't assume that your anti-spyware program does this, though, as it is quite possible that it will not. The combination of these two things allows your computer system to stay protected, ongoing, real-time protection and detection and removal programs. What's on the market? A common misconception today is that any anti-spyware and anti-adware program on the market provides the same types of protection and constant coverage. This is not the case, unfortunately. Some programs are still just providing detection and removal applications to the user. JavaCool Software produced the first product that would offer coverage in real-time protection. Their product is called Spyware Blaster. In fact, they were the first to successfully provide help for the spyware program known as ActiveX-based spyware, a large threat. Today, this program offers comprehensive coverage in the realm of protection and prevention. Yet, it can be much more beneficial to find a program that will offer you both real-time protection as well as removal and detection tools. Look for an anti-spyware program that pulls these resources together to provide the most complete coverage against spyware programs and adware programs alike. Installing isn't enough. Once you've found and installed your program, you're done, right? You can't just download your program and forget all about it, assuming that it is protecting you. Like virus programs, anti-spyware and anti-adware programs also need to be updated. Just as your virus protection requires updating because the world of viruses change, so does the world of spyware. Without an up-to-date definition of the program, you are still just as exposed as when you didn't have any anti-spyware software. Why do you need to do this? It's simple. Spyware developers, good or bad as they are constantly looking for a new way to present their software in order to work, rather than becoming trapped in an anti-spyware product. They are looking at how they can get around it, so to speak. The good thing is that anti-spyware program designers are doing the same thing. When a new type of strain of spyware becomes evident to them, they develop tools to stop it through the software programs they have in place. The program is discovered and then evaluated. Once it is fully understood, the developer creates a unique signature or definition for that specific new threat. Once this update has been added to your computer's anti-spyware protection through an update, your computer is once again fully protected. Without these, your computer is still quite at risk for further or future spyware and adware invasions. How to get updated protection? To get this up-to-date protection, you'll need to know just how your anti-spyware protection works. Each program is a bit different. Yours might be one of these types of programs or another. Does. If the program is a subscription, that is paid for in order to get services over a period of time, these programs are often updated throughout that time period of subscription. If the program is a one-time download or scan, you'll need to manually make the update happen. That may mean downloading a new scan for each time you use it. In most cases, the updates will come as part of the price of the subscription to the anti-spyware, anti-adware program. In fact, this is the best choice as it will provide the most frequent updates. Most of the time, these can be set up to do this type of updating automatically whenever the computer is connected to the internet and there is an update available. If this is not the case, a schedule of updates may be followed. During this type of situation, a schedule is set in which during certain intervals the updates will be downloaded automatically from the anti-spyware provider. If you are visiting a website and doing a scan that is manual, the program will look for and provide any updates before the scan is actually run. Finally, some programs require manual updating. That means you'll need to visit the website, download the updates and then run a scan after doing so to remove anything and everything that was covered in the update. Want no updates? There are programs available that don't require actual updates. Instead, they will use historical observation as their method of defining and stopping spyware. These programs can do this fully or partially. To work, they'll monitor specific configuration parameters. This includes areas of your Windows registry and your browser. When there is any change to these aspects of your computer, it will alert you to it. As the user, you can then decide if the change is supposed to happen, or if it is wanted. At that point, you, as the user, has to make a decision about whether or not this is the right program for you to delete or one that you should have. The good thing about them is that you don't have to worry about getting updates for this software. Instead of relying on that, it relies on what's on your computer currently and changes that are made. The problem with this type of anti-spyware and anti-adware program is that most don't know which files and downloads are potentially harmful and which are innocent enough. The program doesn't offer any type of recommendation to you, nor does it offer any type of judgment to contain the file change. With some of these programs, you can use a community-based resource available to you. With that, you can determine what the right action is by visiting the community, finding out what others did and their success, and then making your decision based on this information provided. This type of setup is also quite useful to those that are monitoring and analyzing spyware, as they can see what potential problems are flowing throughout the web at any given time and with what type of frequency it is happening. The UN removable. Even with some of the best anti-spyware and anti-adware programs, it is quite possible that some spyware on your computer won't come off. There are several types of programs that keep themselves in the loop. This type of spyware often resists your attempts to find, uninstall or destroy it. It can often work with another program, two spyware programs that are separate but often downloaded at the same time. When it does this, you will attempt to destroy it, but the other spyware program kicks in when this happens and respawns the other spyware, causing it to be fully functional. It may also work with its own programming. When it figures out that the anti-spyware program has removed registry keys, it may quick reinstall them. So, how can you safely and complete get rid of these seemingly impossible to remove spyware programs? One solution is to load the computer in safe mode. Doing this, and then running your anti-spyware program will allow for more success. Even still, there are additional problems that can still be resisting. For example, a somewhat new type of spyware is working so well at hiding inside your system's critical process. These programs can often run even when you boot your computer in safe mode. These are difficult to remove as well as detect. Even worse, some spyware and adware programs are so well designed that they don't leave any type of on-disk signature on your computer, making them near impossible to locate. One program, known as Gromozone, is a spyware program that has the capability of even blocking anti-spyware programs from being installed into your computer or allowing them to run there. It is also possible that the spyware will need to be tackled by a professional team that has complex methods of detecting and removing spyware and adware that is resisting other methods of removal. This is especially true when quite a bit of spyware is found on a computer. As mentioned earlier, there are some computers that are so infected or that have nearly impossible spyware or adware programs running in it that the entire operating system will need to be reinstalled. Although this is rare, it is still a possible need you may have. All of this information about anti-spyware programs is critical for you to fully understand. Because there are so many beneficial programs out there, it is essential for you to know which the best possible product is for you. It is also important to realize that not all programs offered are the best possible choice. In fact, some programs are anything but. Finding an anti-spyware and anti-adware program for your use should be a well-researched project. You'll need to take the time to fully learn about the product. In the next chapter, we will reveal some of the worst-case scenarios. Chapter 5, The Anti-Anti-Spyware Programs. Unfortunately for the common PC user, there are some pretty awful companies out there that like to deceive. The good news is that most of these companies are well known for the types of anti-spyware products they put on the market. If you are educated about these programs, you won't fall victim to them. As we mentioned earlier, there are some anti-spyware programs established that actually are anything but safe programs to use. Some are actually spyware themselves, which means that you will download something you think will help and benefit your computer use only to find out that they can't do anything of the sort. There are several ways in which this type of spyware program can be used against you. They are nothing more than fake anti-spyware programs. How it can happen to you. There are several ways that this type of spyware can make it onto your computer. For starters, you'll want to monitor the pop-up ads that you respond to offered throughout the web. We've already talked about how potentially dangerous they are. But, even when they seem to be anything but dangerous or may seem to be helpful, they are anything but. Some of these fake anti-spyware and adware programs used banner ads all over the web. You clicked on those ads and within a few seconds you were directed to another website which encouraged you to purchase programs that were anti-spyware or anti-adware programs. The problem is that they weren't. In some cases, they were just other programs that took a couple of dollars from your pocket claiming to be offering you some sort of protection. Then, there were other types that actually were promising to provide your computer with antivirus protection. Some used promises of protection against spyware and adware, claiming to be a full-fledged software application for protection. Others claimed to be registry cleaners that would offer a service to you. All of these spyware programs can be lumped together under the term rogue software, as they are commonly called. Some of these programs were able to lure a person into downloading them. Others were actually designed to install just through a few clicks through a website. To help you to get the protection you need, we've listed some of the worst of these anti-spyware programs here. You can find more information about any of these programs online. Most of them have been disabled and many of the better anti-spyware and anti-adware programs have updated definitions to protect against these programs. Some do not, though, anti-spyware to avoid. Virus Blast, Spyware Quake, Spyware Strike, Pest Trap, The Shield 2006, Malware, Spyban, PS Guard, PAL Spyware Remover, Spyware Stormer, Brave Sentry, Anti-Spyware Solitaire, Alpha Cleaner, Privacy Defender, PS Guard, Spy Wiper, Spy Trooper, Spy Falcon, World Anti-Spy, WinFixer, Malware Wipe, Spy X. Some of these programs have had legal action taken against them. In fact, in early 2006, Microsoft and the Washington State Attorney General secured a lawsuit against the company Secure Computer. The company was producing a product that was supposed to be a spyware cleaner, which actually was anything but. The state has in fact spyware laws that make spyware a legal process in the state. The state and Microsoft won their battle in this case. As a consumer, it is quite worrisome when you are looking for a good anti-spyware program. After all, if there are so many different types of programs available that promise to benefit you only to lead you in the other direction. There is something you can do. If you still aren't sure which the right anti-spyware program is for you, or you want more information, the best decision to make is to learn. You want to learn about your options. Take your time in finding several programs to consider. Don't just download whatever you find. Make sure that the program that you do download is one that you know you can trust. Chapter 6, Research and Learn More. Does everyone hate that word, research? Don't worry, this isn't a complicated process. If you are looking for an anti-spyware or anti-adware product, do your research. The fact is that through a bit of research you will find the best possible program for your needs and not get taken by something that does more harm to your computer than it will do good to your computer. Get started. Take a few minutes to find several programs that interest you. Remember, you'll want to pay attention to the details. The best possible choice is a program that will detect and remove spyware but also features real-time monitoring of your computer to stop spyware from being downloaded in the process. So, your first task is to look for several programs to learn more about. Even if you think you know the provider, you should learn more about the actual anti-spyware program before going on. Learn about them. With a list in hand, you'll want to do some investigating. Here is a list of things that you must learn before you can choose the right anti-spyware program. 1. Who makes the program? This information is available when you purchase the product. Obviously, if you know Microsoft makes something, you know the company. Yet, there are plenty of great tools out there for anti-spyware that are not associated with well-known brand names. Therefore, don't assume that well-known brands are the best choice for you. 2. Who is the manufacturer, really? Take some time to do some research on the manufacturer. Do they provide other software products? Do a search for them. What do you learn? Even better, what can you find about the company's history? The more you can uncover about the manufacturer, the better. 3. Visit the website of the Better Business Bureau. Look for both the product name and the company that manufactures it. There, you'll learn if there are any complaints about the product or company that have gone unresolved. Not all companies will be listed there, though. Nevertheless, learning the company's rating at the BBB is a good step and decision to make now. 4. Look for software reviews. Many websites provide detailed reviews that are left by consumers that have used the product in the past. You may be one of these after you select and use the anti-spyware product of your choice. You can often use their information to make the right decision. 5. Visit forums and message boards to learn more. Just a search for anti-spyware programs online will lead you to many discussions. That's because it is such a large topic with lots of resources. You can learn what others are using as well as get expert advice about one product or the other. It really does pay to use others' experiences to help you to make the right decision about your own product. There are countless times, though, when you can make this decision on your own. What you should know is that using anti-spyware and anti-adware doesn't have to be a decision that you make and never change your mind about.